Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from pharma segment before we move on to other segments and also bring you the updates from the stock market. So over to Nitin Ji.
Thank you and good morning everyone to healthcare update. Serum Institute has sought Indian drug regulators approval for Covishield as a booster dose, citing adequate stock of the vaccine in the country and a demand for booster shot due to emergence of new coronavirus variants. Lupin has entered into an agreement with the Technology Partnership PLC, TTP, to acquire the exclusive worldwide rights to develop, manufacture and commercialize inhalation products using TTP's soft mist inhalation technology platform. If this succeeds, that could provide a good competition to Cipla's strength in this segment. Biocon has been selected to be included in Dow Jones Sustainability Index for emerging market category because of company's ESG practices. Zycov-D, the first COVID-19 needle-free vaccine administered using a needle-free applicator to ensure painless intradermal vaccine delivery, will be supplied by government to 7 states initially, including Maharashtra and West Bengal. Government has placed an order to supply 1 crore doses of Zycov-D at ₹265 per dose and the needle-free applicator being offered at ₹93 per dose, excluding GST. And to end the update today, Sai Life Sciences, a CRO-CDMO company, has announced completion of compliance inspection of its API intermediates facility at Bidar, Karnataka by Japanese regulatory agency. So very positive development for Sai Life Sciences. With this, we end the update today and we wish you a good trading day and a weekend coming up. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. So we start by looking at updates from the US market. Dow Jones ended in the green territory, 617 points up. S&P was up by 64 points and Nasdaq ended 127 points up. So overall, a good performance from the US markets after the US non-farm payroll data was reported, was expected to be better than as expected by the analysts on the Wall Street. US 30 futures, however, was trading 109 points down, and US 500 futures was trading 17 points down. FIIs sold shares worth 909 odd crores, whereas domestic institutional investors also sold shares worth 1372 odd crores. This is as of yesterday, and we need to see whether the markets could possibly be headed after this. So I would like to correct here. Domestic institutional investors have rather bought 1372 worth of equities in the cash market, and FIIs have rather sold. So DIIs by buying more than the FIIs, and this is almost for the second day that this has happened where FIIs have bought. Nifty index key resistance level to watch out is 17,500, and key support level to watch out is 16,500 levels. Maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,000 levels, followed by 17,000 levels. Call writing we are seeing at 17,300, followed by 18,000 levels. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 17,000, followed by 16,000 levels. And put writing we are seeing at 17,300, followed by 17,000 levels. Maximum pain we are seeing at 17,300 levels. On the non-speculative side, you'll see high delivery percentage in HEL, ICICI, GI, City Union Bank, TCS, HDFC, AMC, Infi, Coalpal, and HDFC Bank, and long buildup on Gujarat Gas, MCX, EMR Infra, Cofos, and Voltas. On the bulk deal front, Societe General has acquired about 36 lakh equity shares in the company at 16.65 per share on the NSE, according to the bulk deals data. And Kirloskar Oil Engines, so Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund India, Tax Shield has bought 10 lakh shares in the company, and Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund India Prima Plus has bought about 30 lakh equity shares in the company. At the same time, Nalanda Equity Fund has sold about 22 lakh 28,000 equity shares in the company, and Nalanda India Fund offloaded about 29 lakh equity shares in the company at the rate of 180 rupees. Reddington India, so Marina for Singapore Pte Limited, has sold about 54 lakh equity shares in the company at rupees 150 per share, according to bulk deals data. On the banking and financial side, so State Bank of India has signed an agreement with Adani Capital for co-lending to farmers for the purchase of tractors and farm equipment. And this NBFC, which is Adani Capital, has about 28,000 customers spread across 63 branches in 6 states, which include Maharashtra, Gujarat, Rajasthan, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, and Uttar Pradesh. Reliance Capital, so Reserve Bank of India has filed an application for initiation of corporate insolvency resolution process against Mr. Anil Ambani's debt-ridden company, which is Reliance Capital. And this is being done at the Mumbai bench of NCLT, which is National Company Law Tribunal. Reliance Capital stock has fallen more than 18% since November 26. On the industrial side, ABB India has completed sale of the Dodge business to Dodge Industrial India, which is an affiliate of RBC Bearings Incorporated. On the energy mineral commodity side, Tata Power has informed bourses on Thursday that it has got shareholder approval to amend the composite scheme of arrangement between Coastal Gujarat Power Limited and Tata Power Company Limited. Construction, real estate and infrastructure news. So Tatia Construction has received an letter of allotment, and wherein the bid value is amounting to about 6.79 crores. And this is from Government of Tripura, and this is against the contract work for construction of RCC bridge. There is about 150 meter in length, and this is over River Manu on Sonai Muri Telia Road. For chemical segment, Aarti Industries, so HDFC Asset Management has sold 1.74 lakh equity shares in the company. This is via open market transactions on November 30, and thus it has reduced its shareholding so marginally from 3.09% to 3.04%. Punjab Alkalis and Chemicals, so the company has approved subdivision of equity share of face value of rupees 10 into 5 equity shares of face value of rupees 2, and this is each subject to approval of the shareholders. On the consumer side, Rushil Decker, so company's medium density fiber board manufacturing unit at Chikmagalur, Karnataka, has again started the commercial operation partially, and this will start the regular commercial operations on or before 6th of December. And Pratap Snacks, so SBI Funds Management has sold about 9,904 equity shares in the company via open market transactions on December 1st, and has again marginally reduced its holding here from 3.43% earlier to 3.39% earlier. So this is all from our side. We wish you a happy trading day, and trade rich and trade safe. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you on Monday. Till then, take care. Thank you.